This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, May 27th, before a three-day weekend, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY.
TBOY. Jack, can I read off some special numbers?
What do you got?
Here you go. 683 miles driven. Four electric car charges.
Yes.
One broken microphone.
I think I know what you're going
for. One almost broken recorder.
True.
But we still get this pod done every day on time. Here we go.
A destination pod, TBOY.
Jack drove 6 hours to Long Island for a wedding. I drove 6 hours to Santa Barbara for some sea urchin.
Petco's management thinks there's no way their sales are going to drop.
Yeah, because America's got puppies, and puppies, they get priority.
For our second story, Justin Timberlake, he's only 41, but he just sold off his life's work for $100 million.
Not because his music's sexy, but precisely because it's unsexy.
And our third and final story is the next company launching a streamer.
What is it,
it's
Jack?
It's the NFL.
The NFL. But the NFL is putting pros before co's.
Of course.
Classic. Just that's the NFL.
Before we hit that wonderful mix.
Just the perfect mix before a three-day weekend.
Hey, Iceman, life takes a lot more than fancy flying.
Hey, Maverick, it's not your flying, it's your attitude.
That's right, Yetis. After a two-year delay, we're talking Top Gun 2. It's theaters this weekend.
Here we go. Nothing signals summer like an over-budget sequel with over-the-hill actors.
Now, this blockbuster is starring Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise's forehead, Tom Cruise's smile.
And Tom Cruise's love of Tom Cruise.
And funny thing about Tom Cruise flying around in airplanes.
Talk to me, Jack. What's the funny thing here?
He's not just acting. He's paying a top penny.
Get this, Yetis. To film the movie Top Gun 2, those fighter jet scenes, they had to rent the fighter jets from the U.S. Navy.
There's no Hollywood studio with an F-18 in the hangar, Nick. That's a prop you can't afford.
No, and it's not a BYO fighter jet situation either.
So those scenes where Tom Cruise is in a fighter jet flying around at Mach 2, the U.S. Navy charges the studio $11,374 an hour.
Great balls of fire. Can you repeat that price, Jack?
We know because we're taxpayers. $11,374 an hour for those fighter jets.
Yeah, we're talking 11 grand just to take Tom on a loop-de-loop at 50,000 feet.
The U.S. Navy has a new profit puppy. It's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, apparently, Jack, they're charging Goose half as much.
To all the men and women Yetis and all the besties serving in the military, you are true mavericks.
And those who sacrifice serving, we're thinking of them on Memorial Day.
Let's salute our three stars.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Petco thinks that it's recession-proof.
Because puppy isn't just a word, it's a rule of retail.
Okay, Jack, every stock right now, they're feeling bitter, they're feeling judgmental, They're feeling ferocious.
They remind me of Tabby, my Nana's house cat.
Every stock is acting like your friend's cat with a cat.
Meanwhile, Petco's acting like a corgi. It's having more fun than a French bulldog at a flea market, Nick.
Yeah, sales over at Petco just jumped 4%. Profitability over at Petco just quadrupled.
Petco just announced their 14th consecutive quarter of growth.
Every stock is down right now, except for Petco this week.
And unlike Snapchat and Amazon, we're not seeing recession red flags from Petco.
No. The pet supply chain, they didn't downgrade their sales forecast. There's nothing depressing on this earnings call.
There's nothing depressing on the earnings call because puppy.
Because of P-U-P-P-Y puppy.
People ultimately prioritize puppies. Yeah.
Or Jack, is it like people ultimately prioritize puppies? Yeah.
Either way, puppy. It's an acronym because people ultimately prioritize puppies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Every recession warning we're seeing from every company says one thing.
One thing, consumers will pull back on spending.
If there's a chance you're going to lose your job because there's a recession, you're not going to treat yourself anymore.
No, Jack, less splurge and more purge. And that's the expectation.
Now, while people may pull back on spending on themselves, they're going to continue spending on their pets.
Okay, Nick. That's the interesting phenomenon when it comes to pet sales.
Like a puppy, spending on pets is always having a happy time.
So like, look, you may splurge on fewer haircuts for yourself in a recession, but you're still going to groom the golden retriever every month.
You may skip on the iPhone 14, but you're still going to get Fido that 14th plush puppy toy.
So Petco's management, they are more bullish than other retailers during this uncertain economic situation.
Because of puppy.
Puppy. P-U-P-P-Y.
People ultimately prioritize puppies. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Petco?
Investors are starting to ask the question, is this a milk stock or is this a lobster stock?
Okay, besties, yetis. When Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style to these Petco earnings, we liked the way the CEO of Petco described their situation.
The CEO said that pets, they're like the milk, the eggs, and the bread of retail.
Yeah, because no matter the economic situation, you always got milk in the fridge, and you're always going to spend on your puppy.
Milk is a resilient staple, and milk stocks are the resilient staples of investing.
On the other hand, lobster stocks are not as resilient.
When the economy tightens, you're skipping that weekly lobster special at your favorite restaurant.
Well, Jack and I are noticing that investors are starting to focus on that divide right now.
Is this a milk stock or is this a lobster stock?
Pets? Pets are the milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. For our second story, Justin Timberlake has sold all of his music for $100 million.
The buyer, though, doesn't want JT's youthful mystique.
No, they don't.
They want old, boring Justin.
Okay. Jack, when you're at that wedding this weekend, and I think everyone in Nassau County is going to love this, a really fun music category. What are you thinking?
I'm actually in Suffolk County, but musical artists that were successful as both members of a band and as a solo artist.
Okay. Any on top of your head? Who are you thinking?
Beyonce.
Okay. Beyonce's good.
Sting.
Ice Cube and NWA.
True.
Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana, does that count?
I don't think that last one counts.
It's a roundup situation. Either way, Justin Timberlake is like really what we're going for here. Justin Timberlake, big with NSYNC, big as a solo artist, really good in the Social Network movie.
Drop the. But he knows life is short. And Justin disagrees with Puff Daddy on one big thing.
Yeah, he's like, mo' money, mo' problems? No, the opposite.
Justin Timberlake wants mo' money right now.
So Justin Timberlake just sold the master rights to his entire music catalog to the financial firm Blackstone for $100 million.
Fascinating. Justin Timberlake is doing the opposite of what Taylor Swift is doing.
Yeah, Jack, remember all the drama last year when it came to T-Swift?
Yeah, Taylor got wronged by the big finance people who own control of her music.
So Taylor, to take back her musical destiny, she started republishing all of her music last year.
One song at a time. It's called Taylor's Version, and they're 100% hers.
Well, Justin Timberlake doesn't mind big money.
He doesn't mind the big money.
No, he doesn't.
So he just sold his rights to Blackstone, a publicly traded private equity firm, for a reported $100 million.
And here's how the business breaks down. Right now, JT collects a royalty anytime you're streaming Cry Me a River.
With this deal, he's giving up the rights to those future fat annual royalty checks.
But it's because he's getting an even fatter check right now.
A reported $100 million.
And Jack and I have noticed that this is kind of a trend going on.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, Bruce Springsteen did this. Stevie Nicks did this. Bob Dylan did this. Tina Turner did this.
Now that you're mentioning these, I'm noticing it's like baby boomers cashing out and heading down to Del Boca Vista.
True. That's basically what's happening.
Yeah. In the meantime, JT's going to retire early. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the music industry?
You might see JT as that hottie boy band icon.
Who wouldn't?
Big Finance sees JT as boring consistency.
And they love it. Blackstone. They have zero interest in Justin Timberlake's suave eye contact. But what they see is future cash flows.
Oh, those future cash flows. Yeah,
did you see what those future cash flows just
what
did?
What this financial firm loves about Justin Timberlake is those royalty checks we just told you about.
Yeah, it's a finance company, and it sees huge value in consistent, reliable cash payments.
And they're buying those royalty payments because they think Justin Timberlake's music business is sexy for being unsexy.
So before Jack and I did this story, we were chatting. We were like, hey, in many ways, a music collection is kind of like a boring long-term bond.
It pays a coupon every year.
Yeah, well, the Justin Timberlake sexy back bond, it could keep making money forever.
So Blackstone's paying $100 million for the boring consistency of people listening to Rock Your Body.
Yeah, yeah.
You mean boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom?
Yeah, yeah. And now word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick and I got to know Vlad and Beju, the co-founders of Robinhood, when we worked there for 3 years.
And there's this one business principle we heard from them, and we honestly loved it.
ABL. Always be launching.
Always be launching. That's what keeps customers engaged, it keeps investors happy, and it keeps competitors kind of concerned.
Always be launching is also consistent with Robinhood's mission to democratize finance for all.
Yeah, not just stock trading, also options, crypto, spending, wallets, and more.
They launched a lot of stuff. And that's something we heard, we saw, and we adopted.
Yeah, this week we relaunched the podcast as the best one yet and launched a video pod right here. More to come.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
For our third and final story before the long weekend, the NFL is set to launch NFL Plus.
The long-awaited football streamer.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up, though, because NFL Plus is putting pros before cos.
Okay, before we hit that story, Nick, what's the most in-demand programming in America?
It's either Selling Sunset or CSI Milwaukee.
False.
No.
The NFL, by far, 39 of the top 100 things we watched in America last year were live NFL games.
Yeah, but over a decade into the streaming video revolution, the NFL still requires cable.
Sure, Amazon Prime Video gets a game a week.
Cute deal.
But it's all about cable.
The NFL, they sold the rights to CBS, Fox, NBC, ESPN. That's the deal.
And it's CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN that only let you watch the games if you got a cable or a satellite.
Until now, kind of. Not really. Actually, not at all.
This is such a disappointing story because Sports Business Journal first reported that the NFL will birth the newest streamer.
And they're calling it, wait for it, NFL Plus. And it's coming in July.
Live Sunday NFL game streamed.
There we go.
Directly to your phone or tablet.
Oh, specifically not your TV. We should point that out.
You can't even aircast the game from your iPhone or your Chromecast to the TV either.
Okay, to repeat, you can watch this streaming NFL games on your phone, on your tablet, not on your TV.
And you can only watch the game that's being broadcast on cable in your local area.
Okay, so just to sum all this up, Jack, NFL Plus is reportedly only going to cost $5 a month. Not bad.
But this is the digital equivalent of the nosebleed seats. And you're sitting behind a pole.
Sure, it's cheap. That sounds fantastic.
But you can only watch the local game and you can only watch from your phone.
It's like some big-headed dude named Brad is blocking half the field, Jack, down in front. So what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the NFL?
The NFL is the rare successful company that doesn't put fans first.
Okay, besties, yetis, there is a school of thought in business that you should always prioritize what's best for the customer.
Customers before profits.
Yes, or as we like to call it,
pros before pros.
Well, the NFL always puts profits before customers. They put pros before cos.
That's why you have to pay $100 a month for some terrible cable bundle to watch live NFL games.
And then you're stuck with 15 minutes of car commercials for every hour of the game.
It's a fabulously profitable business for the NFL, for its owners and its players.
But it's horribly customer unfriendly for the rest of us.
The only reason the NFL gets away with this is because the NFL is a monopoly. It's the only professional football league.
The NFL, it is the rare successful company that doesn't put fans first.
The NFL puts pros before cos.
Jack, before you head to that rehearsal dinner pizza, can you whip up the takeaways for us hungry people over here?
Petco stock has been resilient because puppy.
P-U-P-P-Y.
People ultimately prioritize puppies. Yeah.
Yeah. The CEO thinks it's a milk stock, not a lobster stock.
For our second story, JT has decided to sell his life's work for a reported $100 million.
Yeah, the buyer doesn't think he's sexy. They think it's inherently unsexy.
For our third and final story, the NFL is reportedly launching NFL Plus this July.
Yeah.
But don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, because the NFL is the rare successful company that's putting pros before cos. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Henry Cruz from lovely, or should we say delicious, Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee is the home of the World Barbecue Championships.
Which is beautiful. The Olympics of meat. It's this weekend, too.
They're competing in events from pulled pork to buttery briskets.
Yeah, well, get this. Memphis actually has the highest ratio of barbecue restaurants to total restaurants in the world.
12.1% of all the restaurants in Memphis are barbecue joints.
Besties, daddies, if you're eating in Memphis, odds are it involves charcoal and a whole lot of napkins.
BYO, moist towelettes.
Yetis, you look fantastic for this three-day weekend. Jack, are you going to see a black, trendy wedding dress? Is that?
I would love to see that.
Jack, I'm looking around Santa Barbara for Oprah because I'd love if we could record a pod from like one of her buildings.
Oh, that's right. She lives there and she's got a pod studio.
If she could just lend us a garden and a couple microphones.
I'm working in the extra storage room at a pizzeria joint. You're working in Oprah's garden. Yetis, we have a T-Boy live event at 3:00 Eastern at T-Boy Pod on Instagram.
It's a three-day weekend. We'll see you Tuesday or we'll see you live later today.
Nick and I, we'll see you at one of those two places.
Celebrate some meats. And before we go, happy birthday to bestie Kaylee Hesselgrave, who's turning 25.
And happy birthday to Victor Pham in Baltimore, Maryland.
And Daryl Merrill over in Alpine, Utah.
And happy birthday to Ezekiel Hernandez, turning 7, believed to be one of the fastest kids in California.
And Abhay Rao is turning 30, also in California.
Happy 30th to Lamar Newbill, celebrating in Napa.
And David W. is turning 30 on Long Island.
Happy birthday to T-Boy Factor, a legendary anonymous Twitter account who's turning 30 in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And Ricky Jarvis over in Louisville, Kentucky.
Happy birthday to Ryan Darling in Albany, Oregon.
And Harris Fowkes down in Belmont, Massachusetts, just outside Boston.
Happy 26th to Karishma in New York City.
And Callie Yu in Fremont, California.
And Bailey Fegley in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And happy birthday to Peyton, Billy Mae, Terzian in Austin, Texas.
Happy birthday to Heidi Thornburg in Potwin, Texas.
In the meantime, Jack, Vincent Ma and Amy are getting married today.
Ashley and Dan Reed, congrats on getting hitched in Petaluma Wine Country.
And Jonte and Alyssa are celebrating their anniversary down in the Bahamas.
Happy 1 year together to Angelica and Brandon in Cleveland, Ohio.
And Diego and Robo, they got an anniversary in Monterrey, Mexico.
Happy 3rd year anniversary to Vashesh Jane and Thao Do in Chicago.
And Jack and Sabrina, enjoy that 3-year Annie down in Hellerton, Pennsylvania.
Congrats to Rob Hughes, who's retiring over in Utah.
And Jeffrey Sue and Jeremiah Lazo, both graduating from Cornell Big Red.
Congrats to Riley Kinnam, graduating from Middlebury College.
That's a Panther. And Nishant Singh, congrats on the graduation down at Harvard.
And to anybody else celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Funny little thing about the Robinhood logo.
Okay, go look at it right now. Most people, you just see a feather. Robinhood's feather and a cap. Pretty classic.
But it also looks like something else.
If you look closer, you may see an arrow pointing up to the right.
Yeah, the Robinhood logo. Nice little Easter egg in there. It's not just a feather. It also symbolizes bullishness.
There's a little arrow in there. If markets are up or down, it's nice to be optimistic.
We always love that little detail in the Robinhood logo.
Honestly, it's all about the little things in life.
If you're not on Robinhood yet, want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
That is so good. Great, great finish. Great pause, great finish. Brilliant. Brilliant. You are a Picasso of audio.
Dude, that was so funny the way you reset. But yeah, I'm so much happier with how you said it. And I'm also so glad you were on board with the stupid fake acronym.
I loved it.
Yeah. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.